U.S. forces in Afghanistan are continuing operations against suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda forces in southeastern Kandahar province. U.S. military authorities say a number of rockets were fired at U.S. bases over the past 24 hours, but it is not clear if the attacks are in retaliation for the U.S.-led military operation against Iraq. Hundreds of U.S. troops are continuing operations in the rugged Samigar Mountains, about 130 kilometers east of the city of Kandahar. Kandahar is the former stronghold of Afghanistan's Taliban rulers, ousted after harboring al-Qaeda terrorists suspected in the September 2001 attacks on Washington and New York. Some 600 U.S. ground troops and several hundred other support troops are involved in Operation Valiant Strike, one of the biggest efforts conducted by the U.S. military in recent months. Colonel Roger King, spokesman for coalition forces at Bagram Air Base outside Kabul, says U.S. troops have cordoned off a large area and are searching for remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda.
The intelligence indicates that they may be associated with more than one different group, but I think they'd probably fall under the category of supporters of al-Qaeda. I mean, there may be some al-Qaeda types there, but I'd say that probably the majority of them would fall in the category of those who support terrorism.
Colonel King says Operation Valiant Strike is also targeting members of renegade warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar's Hezbi Islami movement. He says the operation is not related to recent arrests of al-Qaeda suspects in Pakistan or in areas of Afghanistan that border Pakistan. He also says Operation Valiant Strike had been planned for more than 2 months, and it is purely coincidental that the operation began on the same day as military strikes against Iraq. Colonel King also confirms an upsurge in rocket attacks against U.S. forces over the past 24 hours, with at least 11 small rockets fired at U.S. forces in southern Afghanistan.
Last night, if you go with the total number of rockets that were launched, probably the most rockets that have been launched at one during one evening in probably 2 months, 2.5.
None of the rockets landed closer than 500 meters to any U.S. forces, and U.S. military authorities say it is not clear if the attacks were timed to coincide with the beginning of military operations against Iraq. Forces opposed to coalition operations in Afghanistan have threatened to step up attacks if military strikes began against Iraq. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Kabul.